Today and tomorrow, we will be listening to the homily, the sermon St. Paul gave at Antioch. It is the longest homily of St. Paul's in the Acts of the Apostles, although I know it's not the longest homily he preached, because there's the story of Eutychus, who, in listening to Paul preach for hours, fell out of a window, appeared to be dead, and then Paul raises him from the dead. So don't worry, you're not going to be falling out of your pews. I hope by the end of this homily, no resurrection or resuscitation will be needed. But what is so beautiful about this reading that Alfredo shared with us this morning is that what St. Paul is doing here is he is unpacking what we heard when St. Luke, the writer, says that there was a reading from the law and the prophets. What St. Paul then does is he is unfolding in a summary statement the covenantal story of Israel. We could say that he is sharing with the people in the Antioch synagogue the sacred history of Israel. And the sacred history of Israel is always connected to covenants. We live more now in a society that is contractual, and we do not know a lot about covenantal love. What is a contract? A contract is an agreement that two people make, and it regards the exchanging of goods. A covenant is an agreement two people make where they are exchanging their lives. And sadly today, far too many couples who get married sign a marriage contract. Because, well, if the marriage doesn't work out, we want to make sure who's going to get what at the marriage's dissolution. That is not a covenant. A covenant is a commitment and a promise that is made and a promise kept. And if any of you have been married for more than 6 months or a year, you will know that to keep the covenant of marriage is the most glorious thing, but the most taxing thing as well. I know. And my wife knows even more. Anyhow, moving right on to this idea here. So what we see in this story from the Acts of the Apostles is God's covenant with his people. And there's this one verse that St. Paul states that summarizes the whole thing. The God of this people, Israel, chose our ancestors. This is fundamental to a biblical worldview. God chooses us. God cares for us. God enters into our lives. As St. Paul will then go on to articulate, he'll say how God had chosen Israel. And he speaks, first of all, of Israel's time in Egypt, their deliverance under Moses, the establishing of the people in the land of Canaan, the sending of the judges, establishing Saul as king, and then we get to David. If you have your missalette, can you please turn to page 75, because there is a very important thing I want to show you here. And if you don't have your missalette, that's fine. Just listen in. So here, St. Paul says, then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, who reigned for 40 years. So what do we know about Saul? He's the son of Kish. He's a man of the tribe of Benjamin. Now listen to the next bit. When he had removed him, God made David their king. In his testimony about David, God said, I have found David, son of Jesse, to be a man after my heart, who will carry out all my wishes. Do you hear the distinction? For both Saul and David, we hear that they are the sons either of Kish or Jesse. But Saul is of the tribe of Benjamin. His heart is connected to Benjamin, whereas David, we're told, is a man after God's own heart. This is very important. If you read the story of King Saul, he had an inferiority complex. The Benjaminites were considered the smallest of the tribes. And whenever you read Saul's story, this dude is always insecure. Always. It's what defines him, his insecurity. He's lost any sense of the covenantal relationship with God. Saul's all about contract. I'll do my part, you do your part, let's exchange goods. Now, David was a huge sinner. In a way, he was more of a sinner than Saul. Saul didn't murder anyone the way David did. But why is David a man after God's own heart? Because here's the thing about David. He knew that he was in a covenantal relationship with God. And that he would sin big time, and he would say, I'm sorry, big time, and he would always turn back to the Lord. In other words, when we look at the 40 plus years of David's life, we see this covenantal relationship. And isn't it beautiful when you think about this? We do not know more about any other Old Testament character than King David. We know his whole story in 1 and 2 Samuel, we know his whole story in the book of Chronicles, and we know all about this guy's inner life through most of the Psalms that he wrote. Why did the Holy Spirit do this? Why did the Holy Spirit inspire David to be so central to the Old Testament? Because he embodies what it is to be a man of the covenant. And of course, he, David, finds his fulfillment, who? In Jesus and in the new covenant. And what is the new covenant? It is the Eucharist. So whenever we gather as the people of God, we gather as this covenantal people. We recognize that although here today we are on the 11th of May in the year 2022, we are part of the same story that St. Paul was preaching about in Antioch around the year 51 AD. Isn't that remarkable? To think of the continuity? But here's the challenge. In a world like this, we're led continually to think that life is primarily contractual. It's not. Love is primarily covenantal. And it makes all the difference in how you see people. It makes all the difference in how you live your life when you understand that we are part of this great love story. The love story of God saying, I choose you. You. I might even choose that guy. That's us. In today's psalm, which is one of the longest psalms in the Old Testament, it's all about David's covenant with God. And listen again to part of the psalm. It's the third stanza that you will have on page 76. My faithfulness and steadfast love shall be with him. And in my name, his name shall be exalted. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, the rock of my salvation. That summarized David's experience of life. Because he knew that God is covenantal and God never goes back on his promises. May we be inspired by David's life, a man after God's own heart, a heart that so often sinned against God, but a heart that always returned to God, desirous for him more and more. David was someone who would have grasped the words of today's collect. And with this I end, so if you want to turn to page 74. And this is exactly what happened in David's life. O God, who restore human nature to yet greater dignity than at its beginnings. Look upon the amazing mystery of your loving kindness. And in those you have chosen to make new through the wonder of rebirth, may you preserve the gifts of your enduring grace and blessing. You might pray that throughout the day. You are a covenantal people. Amazing. Such love, such purposes. What a story.